Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for jumping on. My name is Chalene Johnson, and today is going to be super inspirational. It's going to blow you away because it's like about Periscope. It's even more than just about Periscope. It's about that feeling that maybe you don't deserve success. That inspiration that so many people need when they're considering starting their own business, when they're considering leaving their corporate job, like that point, like when do you jump off? When do you say I quit? When do you say it's time I can resign and this isn't an irresponsible thing to do because I have a family to take care of? So today I am happy to share with you the story of a woman who I found by accident by scrolling through the map on Periscope one day. I love to do that. You know, to be honest, I look at the title and I also look at like how many people are on and what is it that this person is talking about that might be of interest. And I jumped on this woman's Periscope and within, I'd say about a minute, 30 seconds, I was like, who are you? You are my twin separated at birth. I just love this woman. And I went crazy and I just started commenting in her scope. And I'm sure you've had this happen, right? Like where you've watched somebody from a different part of the world who maybe is older, younger, has an accent, whatever, but like there's something about their spirit that you're like, I know you. I freaking know you and I love you and get in my belly. And I wish you lived next door to me. Well, that was my experience this day when I was searching through Periscope and I fell in love with this woman's energy and started connecting with her. And at the time, she was inspiring people to monetize their life. I am so excited to introduce to you my friend, one of my dearest friends who I communicate now with on a daily basis. She gives me joy. She gives me purpose. She makes me happy. And we're twins separated at birth. But I want her to tell you her story because it's got so many things that are going to inspire you. Number one, those of you who are like, I don't know if I can, when is the right time to quit my job? Number one. Number two is, I don't know if I belong here. Number three is, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I'm ready yet. If any of those thoughts have gone through your mind, well, without further ado, I would like to introduce to you my friend and identical twin.
Oh, thank you so much. Hello. I've got my good wig on, so you know.
That was looking good, girl. That was looking good. You look beautiful as always. And Nicole, for those people who have never followed you on Periscope, can you let us know what is your handle here on Periscope?
Sure, sure. So I'm on Periscope as @naturalNicole. @naturalNicole. That's N-A-P-T-U-R-A-L, Nicole.
Cool. And okay, so Nicole, I want people to hear your story. And when I tuned in to watch Nicole for the very first time, she was talking about working full-time in corporate America. And she had been in sales and at the same time was starting to build her own thing on the side. But she was so motivational and so excited about creating this extra income for herself. But at the time she was working full time in corporate America. And about a week later, I tuned into her broadcast and girlfriend was quitting her job live on Periscope. And it was riveting. I could not turn it off. She was like, okay, you guys, this is it. I'm going to call my boss right now. And I'm going to do this live. And we're like, what if he picks up? Yeah. Like, what if he doesn't pick up, right? Like, we're all freaking out. It was so unreal. So I want to hear from you, Nicole. First of all, what did you use so that you knew, okay, today's the day I can do it? Was it money? Was it a feeling? Was it, like, cause some people quit their jobs without a safety net.
Sure.
And I just want to know, like, what made that day the jump off day for you?
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, Chalene, you know, it was kind of, I don't want to say it was whirlwind. So the thing that I always advise to people, and the thing that was reflected in my own life, was that I built a plan. Like, I made sure that I had something to go to. So I didn't want to look at it as quitting my job. I wanted to look at it as promoting myself to my purpose. So I'd already, yes, I know, woo-hoo, like, I mean, I can't even tell you, it's an amazing one-of-a-kind feeling to work every day and love what you're doing. So when that day finally came, right before that, I spent 3 days on what I like to call a brand retreat, which really was just me getting a hotel room and leaving my kids and my husband at home so that I could finally say to myself, okay, am I really going to do this? And how am I going to do it? And is this right? And, you know, just look at everything. But there wasn't a magic number. There wasn't a, you know, oh, I have this much savings, or I have this, because no matter what, you're never going to be comfortable or ready to do something that is just completely transformative and different from anything you've ever done before. So I bit the bullet and I just did it. I was afraid, but I did it afraid.
Well, I want to back up to what you just said, because I think it's really important that, you know, you said, I had to remove myself from everyone else. Mm-hmm. I had to check myself into a hotel. And you and I were already talking at this point. And yeah, that's kind of like, I'm like, that's such a cool thing to do, to not be afraid to say, this is a freaking huge decision. I need some peace and quiet. I need my own comfortable room. I need to be able to close the doors and think this through and really mm-hmm. know, like, and pray on this and put things on paper and say, is this what I really want? And I love that you did that. And what did you call that?
I called it a brand retreat. I mean, that's just me giving it a cool title so that it was less scary, because realistically, it was just me sort of going someplace where, I mean, I'd already talked about this with my husband, and, you know, my kids already knew that this was something that was likely to be a result, you know, but I mean, we'd thrown around dates. We didn't know it was going to happen that soon. And finally, I mean, it was like over those days of sort of working on my business uninterrupted and really digging into it and just feeling that calling, you know, is this what it's going to be like for 24 hours? I get to live and work in my purpose. Why am I waiting anymore? And, you know, after that, I just got on the phone and I did it. I just called my boss and I quit. It was kind of crazy.
So for those of people who are not familiar with your story, what were you doing on the side at the time? And is that what you intended to do full time? So if I can, because I know people want to know this stuff, like, how much were you making at your full time corporate job?
Sure,
how much was your business making you? And what did you think you were going to do after you left?
Sure. Those are all, like, obviously very, like, reasonable questions or things that I mulled about. So before quitting my job, I was actually working as a senior executive within a multi-billion dollar insurance company. So one of the biggest here in the United States. And I made $127,000 a year with bonuses, with benefits. I mean, I definitely wasn't in a situation where I was hurting for coin. You know what I mean? Like, there was, my bills were paid and finances were not the reason why I quit my job. It was because I knew that I wasn't serving in my purpose, that I was living a life where I was making money for other people. And I had these skills where I could teach people how to empower themselves. So that was really my focus at the time.
And okay. So how, you know, like, what kind of a corporate job, in terms of, if I can ask, like, what kind of money were you making at your corporate job that you were able to walk away from that? Like, how hard was that decision?
Oh, I mean, that was easily what kept me there, you know, like, because, I mean, I made so much money. I mean, when you make six figures at your corporate job a year, there's pretty much, I think there's a saying that goes out there, or a statistical data thing, where the magic number is like $75,000 a year, where once you make that, you can pretty much afford whatever it is that you want. You can take vacations, things like that. So, I mean, I obviously exceeded that and almost doubled it, and I had bonuses. So, I mean, it was crazy, because I was in a position where I had every single thing. I traveled for work. You know, I made my own work hours. I worked from home. I made six figures, and I still felt unfulfilled.
And was in your mind, did you feel like, okay, I think I can replace this income? Or were you like, it doesn't even matter. I'm just dying.
I think at one point on the scope where I called my boss and quit my job, I actually said, I have to quit because I'm dying here. And it just kind of blurted out. And I was trying to be as classy and formal about it as I could, but I just couldn't lie. You know, it was just like, I was kind of, you know, at my wit's end, and I couldn't lie about it. I was in a position where I had all the money I needed, I knew my new job, at least I thought my new job wouldn't make me what I make now, but I was ready. And I knew that at least I deserved to invest in myself just a fraction of what I'd invested in companies for years and years and years.
So here's the deal. What I want people to take away from this is that it helps that I have 20/20 hindsight, having been able to follow your story the entire time. But what's so inspirational is that what you left to do is probably, in some respect, similar to what you ended up doing, but not exactly. And I think people want to know exactly what they're going to be doing, and they want to have this business plan and going to the bank and be able to show people on paper what I'll be able to make and what I'll be able to do. And you left with kind of, as I like to say, a fuzzy outline of what you were going to do, but not precisely. So in a nutshell, can you tell us what you thought you were going to do and what you do today?
Sure, absolutely. I'll be totally honest. So when I first quit my job, I didn't know what I would do every day. I didn't know how much money it would actually make me. I truly had a fuzzy outline. I knew there was a community that I would be able to serve. I knew that there was a need for the ability to turn whatever it is that you love into something that actually makes you income, that's sustainable, and that I had a solution to that. How I was going to get that to the people, wasn't 100% sure on it, you know? And I just knew that in order for me to figure that out, I couldn't be clouded and devoting hours to a 9-to-5 job. I needed to drill into it and figure out that answer. And so
but
that's
what were you doing at the time? Like, what were you like, okay, well, at least I'll be able to make money doing fill in the blank. What was that?
Sure. I was I was a blogger. So, I mean, I had a curly hair blog. And I said, well, no matter what, I could do that. And, you know, I was on Periscope and I'd made a couple of really quick webinars that required really tiny time investment, but they were something that I could turn over for profit. I mean, I'd only ever done bits and pieces of things. And I wanted to bring them together into something cohesive that would better help people. So
how were you making money as a blogger?
As a blogger. So, I mean, I was working with brands. I was doing product reviews. I was, on Periscope, I was on here offering my services as coaching. So that was something that was pretty lucrative pretty quickly because, I mean, I got on here and I said, you know, I'm really good at helping people make money. I consult with major corporations to, you know, make them millions of dollars while protecting my own company's profitability. I can probably do the same thing for you, you know, as a regular stay-at-home mom or someone in an MLM. And, you know, people were booking sessions with me and I was like, holy cow, you know, I can't work. I don't have time for these sessions. Like, I mean, it was one of those things where I didn't know what would be stable, but I was determined to find out. And
okay, so I love this. So basically, you're saying, listen, I'm blogging. That's making me some money. I'm also I'm on Periscope, and I'm finding that people are really relating to me. Like, I'm good on live camera. Like, you got to say that, Nicole. You are you on live on camera. And not a lot of people can do that. A lot of people get all caught up in trying to be someone or something, and they don't know how to be themselves on camera live. That's why I think it's such a big difference between edited videos on like YouTube or Facebook. Like, anyone can seem super smart and creative and cute and funny with the right editor, but it's not easy to do live, number one. Number two, you're like, okay, I'm connecting with people. If nothing else, I can hustle and I can sell my services.
Yes, absolutely. If nothing else, I mean, honestly, let's be completely frank about this. Because of the fact that I had a corporate job that offered me, you know, a title and money and all that jazz, one thing that I knew for sure was that I'd be able to help people. And when I quit my job, there was a phrase that I'd been sort of repeating to myself as a mantra, which is, my provision will reside in my purpose. Like, I'll find provision in my purpose. And I just knew that, like, as long as I kept focusing on helping people and focusing on helping them crush their goals and using these skill sets, that eventually it'll all come together. And I'm blessed it has. So,
and what has been the, so now, just to let people know, you started an academy teaching people how to basically take their ideas, take their products and services and monetize them, like all the different ways, like even Periscopes, or I know that you've worked with like moms who figured out how to keep their kids entertained on a rainy day, and so many cool ways for people to take the knowledge and information that they have and monetize it, not by waiting for a book deal, not by, you know, necessarily designing this huge, big, intimidating academy. me, but by like taking simple little things like a meal plan even and teaching people how to sell and monetize those things. So tell us a little bit about your, very briefly, because I don't want to, you know, people to think we're here like promoting your academy.
Sure, sure.
More so, I want them to understand that you are helping people. You understand that their knowledge is valuable, and what are you selling that for, and how are you selling it?
Sure. So I can honestly say that I was offering this information in bits and pieces. So what I've been doing is, guys, just to be honest, I'm on a journey. You know, this is what you're seeing when you follow me on Periscope. What you see when you follow any of my platforms is sort of the birth of an entrepreneur. You know, I've been doing this for working in corporate America for a while, but translating those things into entrepreneurship is something that is a constant learning process for anyone who's in entrepreneurship. And because of Periscope, people have been able to see me from day one when I quit my job. So what I'm teaching in my academy, 1K One Day, is all the steps that I've managed to crush, refine, and categorize so that people know exactly what to do from day one to at least generate a little bit of coin to make that quitting day a little bit more comfortable, if not build your own sustainable business. So it's called 1K One Day because I was making $1,000 a day by the time I finally quit my job. But that was only for like a month.
that's amazing. So what you did is you decided to start an academy. Mm-hmm. We had met just maybe a month prior to me saying, hey, Nicole, I do this and you can fly out here to California, even though I'm a stranger.
Right.
And you might be wondering if I'm going to chop you up, but you can fly out here and I would love to help you. And she was like, what I think I want to get into now is kind of helping people understand what that felt like, if you can. To be, you know, to have all these people around you are like, hey, I want to help you do this, that you didn't know. And if we can, explain to people a little bit about how you felt and how that relates to imposter syndrome.
Yeah, sure. So, and this is harder to talk about because this is, it's something that I think I'm still kind of struggling and sorting out today, but sort of the back end, a lot of people kind of followed my journey on Periscope beforehand, but on the back end, people didn't always know what was going on behind the scenes. Well, they kind of did because I would scope a lot. But when we first met, I mean, you just came onto one of my scopes. And I'll say to this day, I had no idea who you were. I was literally like, who is this woman with the blonde bangs, ridiculous body? Like, I don't understand why she's on my scope. Everybody's like, oh, Shalene's here. And I'm like, this is my space. The heck is going on? Like, you know, like I just had no idea. And I mean, like, I just kind of kept doing my thing, you know? And I think that when like we started talking after that, I didn't even know what an academy was. I wasn't a person who read a lot of personal development books. I mean, I'm totally different now, but I didn't know about like online courses. Like I just wasn't seeped in this industry in that way. I worked in corporate America. I was formulaic. I knew the business way to do things. And when you started showing me these things, like to be completely honest, I was skeptical. I was entirely skeptical, not so much of you entirely, but also of my ability to receive, you know, this sort of love and affection from a genuine place.
Aww. I think that's okay because unfortunately we kind of have to be skeptical because, you know, let's face it, there's like a lot of people out there that are, do have ulterior motives. So I wasn't offended at all. And you were very honest with me. You were like, from the moment you landed and were here in my home, you were like, what do you want from me? Like, you know,
yeah, what's this all about?
This about? Like, are you going to want like a testimonial or like, what in the world are you doing? And I'm like, this girlfriend is my hobby. I love finding people who bring me joy and are gifted and get it. Like I was listening to a podcast earlier this morning from a woman who was talking about, how she decided to no longer do private coaching because she wanted to pluck out every single one of her eyebrows because she hated taking money from people who wouldn't take her advice. And right. I'm like, you know, I used to do private coaching and 80% of the people who've invested the money with you do exactly what you suggest and they work hard. But there's that 20% that you're like, why aren't you doing anything? And I couldn't handle it. So I said to Brett, I'm just going to have like God put people at my doorstep who I can fall in love with and just see their potential and then push them and they can't get mad at me because they haven't paid me.
Well, see, I was included on that prayer. So because I didn't know that, you know, the whole time I'm just kind of like, who is this rando lady who's like super energetic, super friendly, has this dope life? Like, it was kind of funny because it doesn't make sense. The thinking, this is how you can identify that it's like imposter syndrome at work or your own negative mindset, because it literally, the thinking doesn't make sense. If someone who has everything in the world doesn't need your money, doesn't need your fame, because you're like, I like what fame, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't need anything from you, is extending themselves saying, hey, I built this academy, I built this course, I want to walk you through it. I want to open up my home, like, take it, because chances are they're not trying to take advantage of you because they don't need you, you know? And like, I just could not let that register. I kept saying to myself, why would someone be this good to me? And like, I mean, it took a while for me to finally realize, oh, she's just a lover. She's just a giver. That's just how she is. Like, even though I'm like that, you know, I was just like, I can't believe it. You know what I mean? I just can't believe somebody is this way. And you're like, to this date, I just can't. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, but you know, and not to make me sound like Mother Teresa, because like she ain't. But, you know, first of all, it's so nice to have, like, let's just talk about your spouse. Like, isn't it great when they finally realize, like, just take my advice and your life will be perfect. Yes. Like, if you're a business coach, if you're a personal trainer, if you're a teacher, it's so exciting when people actually, like, you know, you invest in them and they pay attention and they try. Like, that is so rewarding. Like, people say, like, what's in it for you? So what's in it for me is it's incredibly rewarding to work with someone who's so talented and so gifted and so good at what they do and to just see you shine. So tell us, you're making five figures in corporate America. You leave corporate America in August, I believe. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, in August.
Okay, so she leaves in August live on Periscope. She flies out to California, films her first academy to teach people how to take their information, their meal plans, their lesson plans, their Periscopes, their videos, anything you can think of, and teach them how to market and deliver these things as digital goods, how to start their own Amazon store, how to basically go online and monetize your life so that if you're not going to quit, you at least have something that's building for that day when you want to. And you create this academy about a month after that. And now projections for this year, and I certainly don't want the IRS knocking on your door, but can you give us some like legit hardcore stats on what do you sell the program for and what are you looking at earning this year?
I will say before I throw out these numbers that there's been a lot of work in the past like 6-7 months, and it has literally been, and I think it's worth noting that it has been work built on fear, meaning I am constantly fighting through new moments and doing things afraid.
Okay, you know? So then before we get into the numbers, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what was the first and biggest fear that you had to overcome?
I mean, I was acting outside myself. So, I mean, I quit my job. And then after that, I had to trust what you were saying about this academy thing, not knowing anything about you, that this would be, you know, something to build towards that would be the best way to allow people to receive my information. Because the way that I was doing it was effective. It just wasn't the best way. It wasn't as organized. So I had to rely on the mentorship from you and research, you know, that this would work. Then I had to, through the fear, fly out to California and hope that that made sense, you know, with whatever money I'd made already, you know. So, I mean, I took pretty much my initial investment. My first month before quitting my job, I took 3 weeks of vacation time, which was all my vacation time. And I made, by investing myself entirely in my business at that point, about $11,000. And I took all of that money and I basically paid my bills. That was like a month or two's, you know, salary. And then I flew to California to meet you.
So, okay. I mean, so what was the voice inside? So is the voice inside your head like, you are a badass, you can do this, people love you, you're so smart, you're going to crush it. I was waiting for this opportunity. What was the little voice inside your head saying?
The voice inside my head was saying, you're putting everything on red. Let's hope this works. You know what I mean? Like, it was saying, you know what? The one thing you've done your entire life has been the norm. You've, you know, had the business card and the office with your name on it. Like, place the bet. You know what I mean? The worst that can happen is that you go back and you already know what that life looks like. So try, you know, that was the thing I did. And it was scary because I flew out to California to a stranger's house. I mean, which you're not a stranger, because if I ever got shaky, I could have just scoped it. You know what I mean? I wasn't like stranger, but, you know, I mean, that was all my money, you know, and that was it. And And then after that, it just kept, I kept on going. I launched my first academy. I didn't know if it would be successful. You know, I didn't know if everything that I put into place would actually convert into wins. And, you know, it sold out in 5 minutes, you know, like I launched a second one, you know, that one was a 6-figure launch and it sold out within 24 hours. And it was pretty crazy, like how everything was happening. But each time I had to push through the fear to just do it, because there's no way to know if you don't just do it, you know?
Well, and for those entrepreneurs who are listening to Build Your Tribe, we've got a lot of people who are really great at building their lists and they're familiar with the term a launch. So yeah. In a typical, well, I should say an industry standard definition of the term launch is to have a product or a program or a service that you're rolling out. When you roll it out, you allow people to purchase or take advantage of it for a short period of time. And by that, we usually mean open cart, meaning you can enroll for something, you can sign up for something, and then you close the launch. And the reason why you do that is for a couple of reasons. Number one, to create urgency, right? Because if you can, like, hey, you've got all year to think about it. Well, you know what happens when people think about it, they move on. Number two, what that does by creating urgency is you get the kind of people who are serious about making a change. Number three, the reason why you create that urgency is because if you're doing the type of information and consulting type work where you are helping people, you have to limit the numbers or there's too many people and you can't serve them. Now, for those of you who are listening on Build Your Tribe, my podcast, and you're not familiar with Periscope, let me tell you this about my friend Nicole. The launch that she did was exclusively on Periscope. And you heard her correctly when she said it sold out in 5 minutes. Now, I've listened to a lot of podcasts where I'm like, yeah, right, big talker. Yeah, sure you did. I swear, Nicole, I have to tell you this, I would think the same thing about Nicole, except that day, girlfriend was tripping and sending me screenshots going, what do I do? What do I do? I've got to close it. There's too many people. There's too many people. I'm like, it's only been an hour. Calm down. And she's like sending me screenshots. And I'm like, I've never seen anybody do this before. She had a very sizable email list, but by standards of what people evaluate as a large or a strong email list in this industry of information products, products where you're teaching people how to become an expert, you're teaching people how to do their own launch, you're teaching people how to do Facebook ads or create profits in their business. In that space, to hear that someone did a launch in one day on Periscope was unheard of. Unheard of. I think she has to have been the first. I was like, this is insane. If I didn't know you, I wouldn't have believed. I was like, I would have thought, okay, all right, big talker. But I literally was getting the screenshots. So to give people an idea, tell them what that, because you did your first launch, you did beta. You're like, hey, this is going to be a test. I'm new to this. I need your feedback. It's going to be incredibly interactive. And because I'm new, I am going to price it at this very low price. I'm going to close it fast. How much did you sell that first one for and how many people enrolled?
So my first one was for $99. And we had, I think, we sold a little under 500 people that enrolled at $99. Unfortunately, not everyone joined the Facebook group. which is one of the things I learned. I mean, I want to tell you first things foremost, like, if you don't do a beta, you're crazy. I had no idea.
Amen.
Running this sort of thing was like. And when I did the beta, it was so informative because I was able to get in there. And I mean, my cycle two group, their results are crushing it because I was able to fine tune everything. And it was something that I think you probably told me at one point, that like the final part of product development is actually launching the program, because people often say to themselves, well, it's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. But like, it's not ready if you don't launch it. You have to launch it so you can get the feedback so it becomes the best it can be. And like that right there, I mean, game changer, because it only gets better every single time I launch it.
That is such great advice. So for those of you who feel like you have to have this perfect product, service, academy, course, whatever it is to launch, one of the best pieces of advice I can give you, and Nicole has just given you, is to legitimately limit the number of people, which we did during our launch of the Virtual Business Academy. Open it to a very small group of people. people who, you know, they're either customers you're very familiar with, they've purchased from you before, and you can count on their feedback. You offer it at a much reduced price, and you say, this is a beta group. I need your feedback. I need the people who are going to go through it. And in exchange for that, we're going to give you this entry level price. What that does is it makes a better product. That's key, number one. But number two, it takes all the pressure off of us, those of us who feel like it has to be perfect or it shouldn't go out to the world. No, launch it in a ridiculously low price form so that you feel really good about improving it. Because nothing is good when just you do it. It doesn't get good until because experts have a really hard time sometimes remembering what they didn't know before they knew what they know. And that's why a beta group is really great, because beta groups, 9 times out of 10 for me anyways, where they help me is they'll say, okay, there's a few things that I don't know before this step. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that people needed to know that. So beta groups are a fantastic way of launching a program and taking that paralysis that comes from perfectionism out of the equation. So Nicole, then you go to a second launch, and how much time elapsed between your first launch and your second launch, which by the way, you call cycles. So how much time between cycle one and cycle two, and where did the price go and how many people enrolled?
Yeah, so the price went up an additional $100. I doubled my price based on feedback, you know, based on what people had said. Everyone was like, you know, this is a $1,000 course. This course is worth $1,000. You really should charge a lot more. And I was like, well, all right, you know, I'll raise the price a little bit, but there's still some things I'd like to tweak. And it's worth noting that a lot of my funds from my first launch, you know, a significant portion of that went into refining my second launch. Like, I refilmed some material, I re-edited some of my product to make it better for cycle two. So partly because that's how invested I am in making sure it goes right. Like, I don't sleep before launches because I just, and that's imposter syndrome too, just to be completely frank. Like, even though I know that everyone's had results, people are making money with my courses, people are building their businesses, I still always worry that it's not going to be good enough. And that's just a challenge in the mindset that happens when you're somebody who's so wedded to your purpose, when you want to make an impact so badly, it's very easy for you to beat yourself up, you know, and worry about whether or not it's going to be good enough. But again, in fighting through that fear, I launched a second time, and that launch made 6 figures in about 24 hours.
And dude, that's so crazy. So now we're talking, you are on cycle three, is that correct?
I am, yes.
And looking at just where you are headed in the next 12 months, can you give us, generally speaking, are you going to make more than 6 figures this year?
Yes, definitely. So definitely making more than 6 figures. Really excited, looking at probably multiple 7 figures this year, because obviously my courses aren't the only thing that I launch. I'm actually only going to be launching my course maybe twice, possibly 3 times in 2016. However, I have other sources of income because I'm all about that multiple income stream life. So the other sources of income also help round out the business, but definitely looking at a multiple 7-figure year, even if it's not like a crazy year, you know, that's, I'm excited about it.
It's really quite amazing. And I, you know, I want to kind of bring this back if we can to that imposter syndrome, because I think for so many people, like, they're hearing all of this and in their heads they're like, yeah, I know, my friends keep telling me I could do this too. For whatever reason, I think a lot of people feel like they're not good enough, they don't look the part, they're not ready, or they hear a voice in their head that makes them believe that they don't deserve it. So can you, if you don't mind, share with us, how do you get over that? Like, how do you stop thinking those things? And, or do you? Do you still think those things?
So I think the first thing that I did to sort of fight my imposter syndrome was I did research. And when you know what it is and it has a name, it becomes a lot easier to put it where it belongs, which is in the garbage. So the first thing I did was, imposter syndrome is a real thing. That's not just a made up term that we're kind of throwing around or some clever sales jargon. It has a Wikipedia page. It's, you know, a scientific thing. Well, you know, Wikipedia makes everything legit. So.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's a real thing. And imposter syndrome is something that often affects, you know, high achieving or overachieving women, you know, is like the largest group, but it also affects men as well. It's even harder to diagnose in men because they are less likely to admit it, you know, that they have it. But imposter syndrome, if you read the Wikipedia on it, it's all about essentially any, you know, minimizing your accomplishments. So for instance, a lot of people say like, yeah, I'm not really successful in my business, or who would want to buy something from someone like me? You know, these sort of thoughts that just don't really make any sense. And then all your friends around you are like, but you've had three businesses, you're a doctor, you're also really cute. For some reason, you had a C-section, but you managed to not have a scar. Like, who are you? You know what I mean? Your skin's always clear. You bake the best brownies. Like, everything about you is so great. You know what I mean? Everything about you is so fabulous. And yet you are saying that you've never accomplished anything. And that's one of the key signs that imposter syndrome may be at work in your mindset. Yeah. So once I identified it, you know, now whenever, you know, it flares up, whenever I have a moment where I'm like, gosh, I don't know if my next cycle will even sell. I don't know if anyone's even going to buy it. I don't know if it's even going to make an impact. I just like literally, sometimes I'll write things down and I'll make a list and I'll say, what have I accomplished? Mm-hmm. And I'll write down these things. And after two or three pages, I'm like, okay, look, even if this next thing is a complete flub, I have done this many things and I am not a failure.
That's so great. Okay, Nicole, I also don't want to sugarcoat this and make it sound like, oh, wow, what a fairy tale story. She just jumped on Periscope and now she's making over, you know, millions of dollars. Like, you can do it too. You know, and because, yes, your skin is beautifully exfoliated today. Your melanin is on fleek. I love the curly wig. It's ready. Really, it's everything. But let's be honest with people. There's been some major challenges. So I want to give you a moment. I don't want you to answer this quickly. I want you to think about the three toughest moments where it was really hard or you experienced a very difficult lesson.
Wow. Okay. Ironically, I shared most of these on Scope. Because one of the things that I try to do is be upfront about this entrepreneur journey, because I think that, like you said, a lot of us have a tendency to present it as like a gilded cage, because that's a sales technique, frankly. You know, when I show you pictures of me on my yacht, you're like, I want that life too, right? So, you know, I'm a little bit different because I can't really hide, because you guys have seen it from the beginning, right? So one of the first hard moments was actually my quitting day. Because as much as I had so many people saying to me, get it, girl, go, like, I am so inspired, like, go. There were also people, including my own family and friends, like, I had frantic text messages from people being like, what are you doing? You are burning down your previous life. Like, what are you going to do to go back? And that right there was like, I mean, I can't tell you what that inner, I can feel it right now, like that inner turmoil, what it felt like. I'm trying not to cry because I'm literally going through the three hardest times of being an entrepreneur. But that inner turmoil was just awful, because I was like, I'm letting down the people I love, and I did it publicly, you know, like, what if I can't go back, you know, like, so there was that. The second time that was really tough actually happened maybe a month and a half afterwards, when I was in California and I was visiting you, and I was there to film my academy, and I was not filming. Like, it was not going well. I was fumbling over my lines. I couldn't get the content straight, and I was wasting time and I was wasting money, because I booked a certain amount of time. I had a camera crew. I had you there as support, so I felt like I was wasting your time. And it just was not, as much as people say you're eloquent and well-spoken and blah, 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 and Scope, you know, like, I was so in my head, you know, I was
so. What do you think that was? Was that self-sabotage? Was that, were you? What do you think that was? And how did you get through it? Because you did.
I did. It was totally self-sabotage. 100%. It was self-sabotage. I mean, literally, the best way to describe it was I was overwhelmed with the blessing of the opportunity. I mean, I just wanted to like when I walked into your house, Shalene, like, I grew up really poor. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have rich friends that I grew up with. You know, all my rich friends I know now because we, you know, they've taken my academy. You know what I mean? Like, and you, like, all my rich friends. We're all rich together, you know? But like, I didn't grow up that way. My dad's a taxi driver, you know? And like, my family made like 30K a year. And like, we lived all on that. Like, I slept on a couch till I was 12. Like, I didn't grow up with money. So when I walked into your house and like my, like little things, like my feet echoing, like when I walked into your foyer, I was like, what is this? You know, like, and like when you opened up the pantry, there was like all this food. And I was just like, you know, one, I was seeing
how golden is this, you guys? Do you not love her? Just honesty, like the little details, man. Okay, keep going, Nicole.
like, well, walking into your pantry door, like, first of all, you're always telling people to close the pantry door. But like, I went into the pantry and I was just like, you were like, oh yeah, like have whatever you want if you get hungry at night. Like, here are some snacks and stuff. And like, I remember growing up and like, there, like you, I would open the fridge hoping that the food would, situation would change. Like, and it wouldn't, you know what I mean? There was no food. And so like going in there, it was just kind of like, huh. And then having you there sort of, you know, standing there telling me like, you know, making money is not elusive. You have the ability to do all of this. The same thing you say on Build Your Tribe and your scopes, and the same thing, it's the truth. You know, you saying like, if you do the work and you always stay focused on giving back and living in your purpose, like, this is not something that you can't attain either. And I just didn't believe it. I like didn't believe it was too much. It was literally too much. Like, I was overwhelmed. And
wow.
And like, I got on scope, I think later on that night, because I was saying to you, like, I'm failing at this, like, you know, like, which are words that you shouldn't even say, you know? And you were like, if you're not sure why you're doing this, you need to get on Periscope and you need to ask the people that watch you why they watch you, you know, because your imposter syndrome is flying high. Ask them, you know, ask them,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I did, you know, I did. It was hard. I did not want to do that. That was one of those moments where I was like, is Chalene trying to like, get me to ruin my career? You know what I mean? Like, why is she making me do this? You know, because I'm going to ask them, then publicly, they're all going to be like, because you're funny or because you're interesting, but not because we think you're smart. Like, I had all these things that I thought would happen and I was wrong. Like, I got on scope and I just started like literally just bawling because people were like, you know, you inspire us, or, you know, like, I've taken some of your like little mini courses and they're awesome. And, you know, honestly, I just like, I want to help you and I want to see you win. And, you know, you just make my day night. Like, people are just saying the kindest things. And I like, couldn't believe that I even had the space to live within to make an impact like that.
Wow. That is amazing. Like, and people are so blessed by these comments and your willingness to open up and be honest and just like the little details. Nicole, you're a blessing to so many people. I want to say to those who are entrepreneurs, and a lot of people listen to Build Your Tribe who do a lot of email marketing, also doing a lot of marketing via webinars, Facebook ads, etc. Nicole's, if I'm not mistaken, Nicole, and I'll let you address this, your cycles that you've launched, all three of them, you've primarily done a direct from Periscope to the open cart, and there isn't necessarily a sales page or anything. It's just like you basically are explaining what it is on Periscope the day it opens, and almost all of them you've closed on the same day. Am I correct in understanding that? And if you have these stats, what percentage of your sales for each cycle come from your email list versus Periscope?
For my very first launch, I barely had an email list. I think it was maybe 1,200 people. So, I mean, like, if you even want to count that, you know, and I made five figures. So that was the first launch. The second launch, I had an email list, but we didn't even get a chance to utilize it because the public launch closed so quickly. So, like, the only thing we send to the email list is, hey, it's open now. You know, we don't really send, like, with, like, a link to go, you know, order if people want to. Honestly, like, this is one of the biggest mistakes I made. I built the product, but I didn't build the infrastructure to sell my product through the marketing stuff first. That was probably one of the biggest mistakes I made. So I didn't have Facebook ads. I didn't have, you know, like graphics and all that stuff created. I literally got on Periscope, told people, hey, I have this product that's open. This is what it does. You know, and I had some of my rich friends from my beta group. I was like, guys, if you want to help me out, can you get on here and tell people, you know, about it? Like, you know, sort of like bootleg affiliates, you know, that type of thing. And that was it. And then I sent them directly to go purchase. So I've never launched
any other way. I think the takeaway, and Nicole said it was a big mistake that she made, that she didn't have the infrastructure to sell it out anywhere other than Periscope. But quite frankly, if you have what it takes to have that type of direct connection and relatability and build trust and believability on Periscope, you don't need all that other stuff. I mean, I know people who spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to make, you know, $200,000 by running Facebook ads for their launch. Because what you're really selling when you're doing an ad, when you're running a webinar, when you're building a campaign, what you're selling or what you're doing is trying to build trust. That's it. You're just trying to help people understand, know who you are and figure out if they like you and trust you. And then they're going to buy. If they like you and trust you and what you have can help them, then they're going to buy. And so I want, for those of you who are like, you know, I don't even understand the infrastructure. I can never see myself running Facebook ads, but I know how to be real. Mm-hmm. This is a great story because she didn't need to do those things. You know, we feel the pressure like, oh, we have to do this because this is what everyone else is doing. But, you know, really what we're all trying to do is just get to know each other and to build trust and integrity and a relationship. And there's no faster way to do that than on live video. So I think we're going to see a huge shift in marketing. I think we're going to see fewer people looking at their emails and more people tuning in to watch you live and watch your facial expressions and just figure out who you are before they buy from you.
You're so right about the tools. My first beta academy that I made five figures with was filmed entirely using my iPhone, a bed sheet taped to my bathroom wall because it had the best lighting, no ring light. And any editing I did was done on my MacBook laptop. I didn't even have a desktop on iMovie Editor or QuickTime. That was how, and I used some slide decks out of Keynote. The content was strong.
I love that. See, but you don't need it all. You just need, you need belief in yourself that you have something that will help others. And it's not supposed to be perfect, and it's going to get better.
Yep. And it's strong content. Always helps.
So one last thing I'm going to ask you before we let you go, Nicole, and that is I call my tribe lifers, and which is funny because that means I'm addicted to them for life. Like they can't get rid of me for life, but we call ourselves lifers. And I'm also proud to call myself a rich friend. And that's what Nicole calls the people who watch her Periscope and subscribe to her email list and spend time with her. Cause she's saying like, hey, listen, we're all going to lift each other up and we're all going to become rich friends. And I love that you call them that. What do you think it is about your community that is so welcoming and that people know that they belong?
Holy cow. To be honest, that's a good question to ask my rich friends, because I don't know if there's any one thing beyond the fact that like, we're all in it together. You know what I mean? It's a journey. We're all like, I'm no different or better than anyone else. And we're all rich in something, even if it isn't coin just yet, that's what we're chasing, but we're rich in family and desire and purpose and passion. So we're all rich. And that's what's important. I want to keep everybody together because I got to keep track of you. Because once you get rich in coin, you're not trying to leave me behind. Oh no, rich friend.
That's right. Okay. And then one last thing, and then we're going to let you go, Nicole, but can you tell us, generally speaking, what is 1K in one day and where can people find out more if they're interested in being notified when you have cycle 4 open?
Absolutely. So I'll give you the exclusive. Cycle 4 will open in June of 2016. I have not announced that anywhere else. So in June of 2016, cycle 4 of 1K One Day will open. And the best way to get notified about it is to head over to themonetizedlife.com, themonetizedlife.com, and click join. That'll make you one of my rich friends. And I'll see you in the academy.
Yeah, cool. And you're going to be a smart success this year.
Absolutely. I'll be handing out hugs. Official hug giver.
Yeah, nice. We're going to put you right at the door. I love it. Well, Nicole, it has been our honor to spend this time with you. It's been so fun to watch your journey. You are by far the one person who every time I tune in, I'm going to get two things that I love, entertainment and knowledge and realness. Okay, three things. And great hair. So I love you to death. Everybody, if you haven't already, please be sure to follow Nicole. She is NAP, N-A-P, Natural Nicole. And if you look at the list of the people that I follow, there aren't very many. She's right up there at the top of the list. Be sure to follow her because her Periscopes are priceless. She's the real deal.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.